Amen. Good morning. Hey, I got an announcement. All you women in the house. Woo, 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 woo. All the women in the house. Next Friday is the first women's night out. Woo! Yes, I love it. So you can sign up online even as I'm speaking. So that's to the women. But that's next Friday. This Friday is now. And we got some visitors here, senior visitors. Hey, hey, hey. We are so glad you senior visitors are here, and we hope this may be your home next year. CJ, do you remember when you were visiting your senior year, Hope College? Do you remember?
Sure thing. Yeah, absolutely.
What do you remember?
I remember being nervous, feeling like I was kind of in the big leagues here with all these giant people walking around.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a little scrawny, you know, even when I was a junior.
Yeah.
Had to put on some weight. But
CJ, we don't need to go into detail.
Okay, okay. Sorry,
Paul.
All in all,
how were you feeling, CJ? That's all I ask. Real quick, CJ.
A little nervous.
Okay,
but,
that's good.
But in
so, CJ.
Get out of here.
CJ, okay, last question. So it's down to Hope College and what other college at that time?
Hope senior. And Wheaton.
Wheaton.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And we're so glad CJ picked Hope College, aren't we? All right. Hey, CJ Neuendorf is our first senior witness, which is so awesome. Throughout this semester, we've asked six seniors to bear witness what God has been doing in their lives over the past 4 years here at Hope College, and CJ is our first. Have you ever wondered what CJ stood for? CJ means Craig Jasper.
That was classified.
So if you ever wondered, that's what it means. CJ is from Pella, Iowa, and he's going to bear witness today. Do you wonder how we're looking good today? The khakis and the even to the green shirts. Yeah. I love it. Let me pray.
You're welcome,
Paul. You're welcome. Lord, we bless you for the joy that is in this place. It reminds me of the words of the psalmist who said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. And we're glad to be here today. Lord, we sing your praises, and now we turn our ears and mind to listen to what you have to say to us through your good servant, CJ. Give him great joy as he speaks now. We pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome, CJ Neuendorf.
Thank you very much. Hi there. Yes, CJ Neuendorf, a senior here at Hope, like Paul said, and Pella, Iowa certainly is my hometown. And I say that because being from Pella has been an important part in shaping my faith story and faith journey. So I'm going to take a short poll here to start. How many of you, when you came to Holland, was it your first experience in a community that has a strong Dutch influence, shall we say? Jeez Louise. Okay, how many of you, maybe you knew about Holland, you're from GR, you'd been here before, but you hadn't actually lived in Holland? Okay, a few more. How many of you are good old Hollanders who've been here your whole lives? There's the faithful few. Well, I lie somewhere between the last two on the spectrum because Pella certainly is a small Dutch community, only about five times as small as Hope. I'm cultured in the culture of churches on every street corner, cordial and friendly greetings, playing Dutch bingo, and a general expectation of going to church every Sunday. You see, I was raised in a Christian home, grew up in a Christian family, went to church every Sunday, youth group, the whole shebang. Don't get me wrong, I don't deny or downplay the importance it's had in my life. In fact, I'm really joyous to be a part of the family I'm a part of, the communities of Pella and now Holland, and I feel incredibly blessed to have learned about how that can form you as a person, and that it's a part of my story and a part of God's powerful work in my life. However, I'll admit that in the end, all this formation, community, spirituality is no substitute for the real thing, for a rooted, committed faith in Jesus Christ. You see, when I arrived on Hope's campus, a couple years after that visit, I knew the story of Jesus, what Christians believe, and generally what having faith was all about, or I thought. I thought it was all pretty easy. But then I started to engage some of the really challenging essential questions behind Christianity, and I found out something fundamental about the Christian journey. When I say it, most of you will think, CJ, that's not pretty profound, and you're right, it's not. I don't claim to be a profound guy, but it's true. And that's this: faith is really hard. I'll say it again, faith is really hard. Faith is really hard because it isn't logical. I just got back from studying abroad in Granada, Spain last semester, and in Spain and in Europe for the most part, faith is considered outdated, irrelevant, and just mostly just illogical. People would rather think that they're the governors of their own lives, that they're not subject to a higher power, and that all truth is just relative to culture, history, the time period that you're a part of. I'll admit that while I was over there, it got me asking a lot of questions. Dare I say me even having some doubts about this whole faith thing, because when that stream of logic is running right at you, it's tough to fight against it. Plus, it's really difficult to believe this story. I mean, God sends his son to earth to die on the cross for the sins of humanity and then rises from the dead 3 days later. I mean, come on, that's impossible, right? Okay, and then when we buy into this story, it means our plans are now part of God's plans, not our own, and that's just not very much fun for us. Faith just doesn't make sense a lot of times. And when faith is really hard, when the pressures of life start to creep in and our state of worry begins to grow, when we wonder whether there's a job out there for me in the coming months, a significant other anywhere in the world that we'll end up with, how we're gonna pay off college, you know, whether in the end God has us covered, if you will. Faith is really hard when we look at the script of the Christian faith, which talks about God's goodness versus the pain and sin, brokenness, hurt we see around us a lot. We see it when we go on spring break mission trips and sometimes in our daily interactions with friends, even family. On the news and media outlets, we read about it, and it just doesn't make sense. But faith is even difficult in the simplest things. Take, for instance, this summer. I worked at Spring Hill Camps up in Everett, Michigan. Whew, got a couple in there. And during one activity, I had all my campers line up in a straight line, close their eyes, and put their hands on the shoulders in front of them. Only the camper in the front, the lead camper, could keep his eyes open. Naturally, I, being the perfect counselor, lined up at the back, make sure all my ducks were in a row, and we were off to our next destination. 30 seconds into the walk, with my eyes closed, I thought to myself that we weren't going in the right direction. So I opened them to verify that we were going the right way, and indeed we were, so I shut them again, and only to have it happen about a minute later where we were descending a hill that my mind just had no recollection of ever being there before on that route. But I opened them, and somehow we were still going the right way. Of course, I was in the authoritative position to tell all my campers to shut their dang eyes, for goodness sake, because I'm the counselor and they're the campers. But after about 3 minutes of this cruel exercise, I think I had a pretty good picture of how I so often behave in my relationship with God. You see, that quirky little camp time filler requires a lot of faith in the one who leads. And for us, having faith requires a deep, profound trust in God who leads us. It's a constant, continual commitment to say that you are God and I am not. To put myself at the foot of the cross, at Christ's lordship and love, and admit that God is sovereign, he's Lord of my life and of this world, and he demands my trust in his ways over my own. As the scripture that comes to mind so often from Proverbs for its simplicity, if not its beauty, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Or as it says in Hebrews, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Yet I'd say my own response is far from the stance of vulnerability, sincerity, and trust most of the time. Usually I start out right about here, and then I begin to wonder whether I'll find a job in the coming months and whether or not There'll be a girl out there for me if I'm going to pay for college. Why the world is so darn messed up, and I'll just figure it out, and I end up right here. So how do we go from this to this? I've learned it goes through something, a process I like to call faith-ing. In this sense, faith isn't a noun anymore. It's not something we have, do, an abstract idea to hang up on the wall. No, faith is something we live into. As Paul exhorts his disciple Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. You gotta fight for it, folks. It's an active daily struggle, what some might even call a battle. Are there days when the battle's tough and when none of it makes sense? Absolutely. Yeah, I'll be the first one to admit that. We go from place to place, situation to situation, conversation to conversation. We read article after article, and all of us just wants to go right back here. And some of you might be saying, some of my fellow seniors perhaps, CJ, that's all well and good, you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart, yada, yada, yada. But that doesn't get me a job. That doesn't pay off college or a ring by spring or explain why the world is so darn messed up sometimes. And you're right. Faith doesn't tangibly, immediately do those things. Faith isn't a path of shortcuts, and sometimes I don't understand why there's a hill there where there wasn't supposed to be a hill. But that's why I said faith or faith-ing is really hard. Because it's been a battle for me to go from here to here. Okay, stick with me, folks, because there's good news. We're on the winning side of the battle. And faith-ing is not something you do alone. No, as Paul tells us in the scriptures, God may strengthen you with power through his Spirit at work in your inner being so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And then he moves on to encourage us and say, consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. So in this way, faith-ing is something we do with the Spirit of Christ within us and the body of Christ around us. So you probably know how I'm going to close. Faith-ing is really hard. I'm not going to offer up a simple three-step solution for you to have faith. I don't have all the answers. I'll admit that. Daily committing to trust God, fighting the good fight of faith, is not a tame battle or venture, and the stakes are high. But for goodness sakes, you're hope students. You don't play unless the stakes are high. And for me, I have found that faith-ing in the Lord is so good. And it's worth it because he who promised us is faithful to us. I pray that you'll find that too. Shall we pray to close? Lord, I thank you for this day, for your creation, and for your promise to be faithful to us. Would you help us to fight, to have faith in you, that you will lead us and guide us and direct our paths, and that you allow us to come near to you with full assurance. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Go in peace.